Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Peter Lark. He, of course, is with the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Peter, how are you?
I'm doing real well, Tony. How about yourself?
I'm doing very well. Well, lots going on with the Board of Water and Light. I've got a menagerie of topics, but first let's just start with the construction. Some pretty cool stuff going up for the Board of Water and Light.
Have you been by there, Tony?
As a matter of fact, I drove past there about a week or so ago, and the kids always like going past new buildings like that. They wanted me to take them in there, but obviously I couldn't do that.
No, I think you were right there. Wise decision. But from our point of view, it's pretty exciting to look at. It's exciting for Rio Town. It's a great building. It's going to be really cool for us. It's putting a lot of people to work, and it's a real giant environmental positive for the city. So we're pretty excited about it. And from my point of view, as the CEO of the BWL, the most important thing is, to me, it's on time and it's on budget.
When is it going to be completed?
Well, it's going to go into commercial operation, as we like to say, on July 1st, 2013. The truth of the matter is, though, we'll probably get it up and running a little bit before July. In other words, we'll be testing it out. It's going to be both an electric plant and a steam plant. So we'll be providing steam and electricity, I'm quite sure, before July 1st. But July 1st is the date we'd like it up and running. If I may interrupt just a second.
Sure, sure.
As you may not know, the front part of that building is going to be office space. So I don't think we'll be able to move in on July 1st because there'll still be a lot of construction material there. But probably by Labor Day, we'll have a lot of employees in there as well. So probably Labor Day 2013, everything should be up and running.
Now, is it offices just for that facility, or are you bringing some other operations on board there?
Well, it's going to be operations for that facility, plus we're going to bring our administrative offices there. So we'll have probably about 180 people, 190 people at that plant.
Well, that's pretty cool. You get a new place to move in, and it'll allow you to have more up-to-date and modern infrastructure.
You're absolutely right, Tony. And, you know, I think it's going to be what they call a transformational project for Rio Town. You know, we're going to have 180, 190 people there every single day. And, of course, we have a lot of visitors during the day, so it should really bring an uptick in people down in Rio Town. And I'm hoping that, as I say, it's transformational. It's a lot of economic development and just plain exciting, I think, for the people of Rio Town.
I recently in the news with the Board of Water and Light was rate increase request. To talk about that.
Tony, I don't think we've got any rate increases right now. I can tell you this, we don't have any. We have increased the water rates last year, but for this year, we have nothing planned at this point for rate increases.
You know what's interesting about those, and even if you talk about an increase for the water, there is great value there, but people get used to paying what they pay, so when you ask them to pay a little bit more, it's a challenge.
I know exactly what you're saying. You know, people should know, too, and I'll get back to water in a second, but, of course, electricity is our big driver here at the BWL. Our nearest competitor's rates are 21.6% higher than ours. So actually, we have one of the lowest electric rates in the state, and I'm not sure a lot of your listeners know that, but if they were to go outside our the BWL city limits or the BWL area of service, they would find that the competitive suppliers are quite a bit higher than we are. Like I say, 21.6. As to the water service, we're very competitively priced as well, and I think your listeners probably would want to know that once again, we were competing in an international water tasting competition and finished fifth. That's fifth in the world. And this isn't something that's unusual for the BWL. We regularly win awards for water tasting, both Midwest, National, Michigan, and now international. So we're very proud of that. It's a real testament to our workers and the effort they put in and making sure that the people of the city of Lansing have great tasting and great water to drink.
The water valve work to replace a water valve on Willow Street and a water main break that was on MLK. Where are we with those two?
You know, I'm not exactly sure, but we're in the process of wrapping those up. Let's put it this way. The mains have been taken care of and the water's running through. You know, I should say, too, Tony, your listeners might be interested to know that throughout the country, the water infrastructure in all the water companies, as I say, throughout the country, is really quite old. And it was only a couple of years ago, and I find this kind of funny to think about, but it was only a couple of years ago that we took out the last wooden water mains we had from the turn of the century. So there's got to be a lot of replacement going on, and we're steadily replacing all of our water mains. But I've got to tell you that sometimes before we get to them, they do break.
Peter, we were one of the first entities to talk about what the Board of Water and Light was doing with electricity, with power stations for cars and those electric cars. And I know there was great interest there in getting those recharging stations in downtown, in the downtown area, by bigger work sites and in people's homes. Where are we with that?
Well, I think we're pretty much where we want to be, which is we have our own program has about 25 residential customers on the program. So we've installed probably around 25 home stations. And then in addition to that, we would install a business station for them as well. So for those who are on our program, each of them would get two installations of charging stations. So those are throughout the town. We've also partnered with other people and put charging stations in a variety of other common places. So I think the program's going pretty well. I should also mention that all the charging stations that we've been putting up have been paid for by a federal grant. So it hasn't been any BWL money or ratepayer money, but it's been actually Department of Energy money. We're very proud of it. I think the program's been very good. We were really in the vanguard among utilities as far as getting these electric cars going, up and running, and getting the stations going. So we're pretty excited about it, and I think you're starting to see particularly more Volts around town, not as many as maybe we would like, but we're starting to see a critical mass of them. I have one myself, so I notice them when I drive by them. So I think the program, you know, it's not going gangbusters, but from what we wanted, what we hope to accomplish, we have accomplished those goals. And hopefully the people of the city of Lansing and the state of Michigan and the United States will take over from there, and this program will really develop.
We're talking with Peter Lark, who's the CEO of the Lansing Board of Water and Light, here on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS. Peter, just wanted to get your take on fracking. There are bills that are being debated as we speak, and just as someone who's in the business, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll tell you, that's a good question, Tony. My thinking on fracking is that while we're not a natural gas company, I don't really have a lot of skin in that game. I will say this, our new plant is going to be a natural gas plant, so I do pay attention to it. I think the fracking presents a lot of possibilities that are going to be very good for the country. On the other hand, there are a number of environmental concerns that must be addressed before we continue to use natural gas that's created by fracking. So I think it's a balancing test. At this point, we're building a natural gas plant, a combined cycle cogeneration plant that we just talked about in Riotown. That's going to use natural gas. And I will say one of the nice things is the gas prices have been driven way down in the last year or two since we began the plant. And I think a lot of that is probably due to the fracking. So that's a very big positive. So that's the good side. The bad side is it appears there's some environmental problems with it, and those are going to have to be dealt with, I think, on a national basis.
All right, Peter, as we let you go, what are some issues, what are some newsy things we should be looking for coming from the Board of Water and Light, or the things that might be interesting to you as we get into the later parts of spring?
Well, Tony, when it comes to interesting things for us that are upcoming, one of the things is next weekend. It's an Adopt-a-River program that we've been running now for 19 years. It involves the Grand and Red Cedar River in downtown Lansing. It's a great program. If anybody wants more information on it, we have a website that details it a little bit, but we work in conjunction with Impression 5. And at their website, impression5.org, they can get information on it. But it's really a great event. I don't know if you've been there or not, Tony. I've been there the last five or so years. It's a tremendous family event. It cleans up the river. It removes tons of trash every year. And, in fact, there's a free lunch, which is usually quite good. So for your listeners out there who are looking for something really meaningful and fun to do, next Saturday we have Adopt a River, and then shortly thereafter, about a month or so later, we have the Chili Cook-Off. Actually, it's going to be on June 2nd. So on June 2nd at Riverfront Park, we have the Chili Cook-Off, the BWL Chili Cook-Off, which we've run for a number of years as well. And that benefits three Lansing charities. All the money goes to the charity. So there's two great things for your listeners to think about. The Chili Cook-Off is kind of a no-brainer, but for your listeners, I'd really urge them to think about coming down to Adopt a River next Saturday. It really is a ton of fun.
Peter Larka is the CEO of the Lansing Board of Water and Light. Sir, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you.
Tony, it's a pleasure.